Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. The official clock says it's 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. This is Ken Graham here in our operations area with the latest information on Hurricane Michael. We keep getting additional information, usually observations, to kind of help see the winds as we start approaching further to the coast. We have a National Ocean Service, part of our agency, NOAA, at Apalachicola, getting sustained tropical storm force winds now, gusting to 53, but sustained at 40. So the winds are getting closer and closer, and as we can see, so is the storm. Really making that turn. If we put a dot right there and we start looking at where it ends up in a few hours, we are starting to make that turn as forecast, bending into close to Panama City with time. Some of those core winds here stretching out 40 miles from the center, the hurricane force winds. But look at these rain bands stretching far away from the center. These rain bands are set up here and already starting to see some areas getting some of that heavy rain, those gusty winds. And that also is where our tornado threat is throughout the day in this area here and moving its way inland with time. Especially on the right front quadrant of these hurricanes, you see a lot of those tornadoes. So multifaceted, we have the wind damage, and we have also looking at these tornadoes. So this is the updated forecast. And remember, it's so important. You know, we look at the radar, we look at the center, we look how large this storm is. To put some perspective here, this is the extension of some of the tropical storm force winds extending 185 miles away from the center at times. And we can also see hurricane force winds 40 miles from the center. So a lot of destruction associated with the wind. You start putting the rain on top of that, a lot of power lines down, trees down, and remaining a hurricane into Georgia, and you can start seeing tropical storm conditions potentially also into the Carolinas. So if you couple that rain on top of that, we have a situation that, you know, prolonged power outage is very catastrophic associated with these winds. Let's take a look at the rainfall as well. We talk about you know, the saturation of the soil, 6 to 10 inches of rain potentially in the panhandle stretching up into Georgia, 4 to 6 inches stretching up into the Carolinas. So think about we talked about still being a hurricane in Georgia. It's a situation you're going to knock a lot of trees down. So it's not just coastal. You're going to have prolonged power outages for weeks in some of these areas stretching well northward with time. So one of the other things that we look at, one of the deadly parameters and half of fatalities in these tropical systems indeed is that storm surge. And we have updated this. You start looking at Tyndall Air Force Base over to the Osceola River, 9 to 14 foot of inundation in some areas. And remember, that's the inundation above ground, and you'll have waves on top of that. So an incredibly dangerous situation when it comes to the storm surge. Even over points over to Destin can see some of that storm surge. Over to Cedar Key, 6 to 9 feet. Even in the Tampa metropolitan area, you can see 2 to 4 feet of storm surge. So incredibly dangerous situation when it comes to the storm surge. And if you look at, actually, it's not just coastal. We've been talking about that for the last couple days. You can start having some of this inundation, not just over the barrier islands, but over topping those barrier islands and stretching inward. And red here, greater than 9 foot of storm surge. And so if you live on some of these rivers and you start seeing some of that storm surge come up these rivers, it could be incredibly dangerous situation. So this is still 145 mile an hour winds, a very powerful hurricane. And you look back at the records, not seeing a Cat 4 in this area in history. So very dangerous. You start talking about the winds, power outages for long periods of time, the storm surge, and definitely the flash flooding associated with the rain. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest update on Hurricane Michael.